Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Wow, I'm so happy to be on the air today. Oh my goodness, it's been a long time. Our last program was on October the 24th, and so I've been recovering, had surgery, and have been recovering, and it all is well. I mean, God has really blessed me in this process. It's all over with. The good thing is the report was benign, and so I'm just so grateful for that, and so that's all over with, and that's why pretty much we haven't been having the program. And then last week I wanted to have the program, but our internet has been really bad out here. I live in the country, and it's just been really bad. They got us hooked up yesterday to a brand new tower, and so it's good. It's great. It's like, it's awesome to be on today. Really missed coming and, you know, ministering. This is not the usual day that I have my program, but I'm going on ahead and having it today because of the holidays, and I'll be busy and away tomorrow. Excuse me, I wanted to just welcome all of you to the program and those who are in other parts of the world. Thank you, all of my listeners that are all over. I mean, from Nigeria to Pakistan to Norway to France to Sweden to Canada, the UK, Japan. I hope I'm not leaving anyone out, but I'm just so honored and blessed that you're listening to the program. And, you know, it truly is an honor. I can't say enough what an honor it is that you would be listening to the program, and that God would be using me to speak into your life and to minister to your body, soul, and spirit by the Holy Spirit. You know, this time of the year is it's a very special time of the year. We all start stepping into this place of like we change. It's like our attitude is different. Our outlook on life is different. You know, fall has come, and for some of you, you're experiencing snow already. But for some of us, you know, where it's just the cooler weather, the turning of the leaves from beautiful green to different shades of browns and yellows and reds and maroons, and you know, it's just a really significant time of the year because we are changing and we are going into from one season to another. But, you know, one thing that I would like to say about this season is that the seasons, they're always changing, but God never changes. And, you know, at this time of the year, we're really focused on Thanksgiving, you know, thanking God. It's like it's a really kind of a energy thing that everybody, it's just like we're so thankful. It's like we're reminded to be thankful for everything, because we're celebrating Thanksgiving. And there's a lot of words about Thanksgiving. There's a lot of the Word of God that encourages us to live with a thankful heart. In Psalms 26, in verse 6, it says, that I may take the voice of thanksgiving heard and may tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Ooh, that just about makes me cry. I'm getting emotional, teary-eyed right now just listening to that. Because it says that I may make the voice of thanksgiving heard. Thanksgiving is a voice. Thanksgiving is a reasonable service. The Word of God says it's a reasonable service for us to the Lord when we give thanks. And there's something about when you just start thanking God, it's like it just changes you. It changes everything in you. It's like you can be in a horrible mood. You can be going through the worst of worst circumstances. All of a sudden, when you just start thanking God for the simplest things, but yet such profound things, and that's like getting out of bed every morning. I mean, thank God. You know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. That's why we've got to make today the best day. We've got to take this day and try to focus on Jesus and try to have that positive presence, that positive energy flowing from us so that we make others feel good. You know, with the same presence that he makes us feel good, with the same presence that he allows us to be a part of and to feel, is we need to release that to others. And so when we start praising him and telling him how amazing he is, how awesome he is, how incredible he is, because he is good. It's, you know, we sing this song, he's a good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. He's a good father. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. We're loved by him. You know what? If there's nothing else that you can think of to be grateful, to be thankful for today, then thank him that he loves you. Thank him that he first loved you. He first loved you. You and I didn't do anything to deserve his love. We didn't do anything to get his love. He loved us, and he loved us without us doing a thing for him to tell us. And sometimes you won't tell someone that you love them until they do something for you. And you know, that we need to be praising him and thanking him every single day, because he's good and he's worthy to be praised every single day. We need to thank God and we need to praise him. And we need to keep on giving him thanks every single day, every day of our life. I want to challenge you with that, because some of you, this is not to bring any condemnation, but some of you and some of us, maybe all of us at some point in time, we take for granted the next day of life that we're giving and how precious life is. Don't wait to tell your loved ones that you love them. Don't wait to pick up the phone and call a friend that you haven't talked to in so many years that just keeps on being on your heart. You know, pick the phone up and talk to them and say something to them. You know, in verse 14, it says, offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall honor and glorify me. So, what is he saying? Offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sometimes it's a sacrifice. There's a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, a lot of times we're crying out and, you know, we have this position in our hearts when we're going through something. We just want to get through it. You know, we're crying out, God, help me. Help me to get through this. God, deliver me. Take me on through. When we need to be thanking him. The word that I just spoke to you said, offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank him in the midst of what you're going through. And the Bible says that we don't thank him for it, but we thank him because he brings us through it. God, thank you that in this circumstance right now, in this situation right now, God, thank you that I'm going to get through it. And I tell you what, if you'll start thanking him, I'm telling you, you will rise up to a positive place of thinking. Your mind will begin to be renewed by the faith that's rising up in you. Because remember, thanksgiving is a reasonable service unto God. And, you know, while I was going through my process of getting through the surgeries that I had, the surgical procedure 6 weeks ago, and then a couple of weeks later, you know, I'm still having issues and problems, and then they discover that I've got some other places that they need to remove. And, you know, in the midst of all of this, it's like I'm on bed rest and rest for my body, couldn't lift things, couldn't do housework. I could, you know, there were so many things that I could not do. So I had a choice. Am I just going to lay here and feel sad for myself and think the world is over? And why me, God? Why am I going through this? Why do I have to walk through this? And, you know, because that's what we do. But by the grace of God, because I know the word, because I know the one who the word is about, because I stood in that place and I was able to say, God, thank you that there is no cancer in my body. You know, God said, all things work together for the good of those who love him and who are called accordingly to his purpose. So that's the first thing that I could give him thanksgiving for is, God, thank you. I know the enemy keeps telling me cancer because my mother had cancer. My father died from cancer. You know, there's been cancer in and throughout my family for put down a long time ago. And I told cancer, you have no authority in my body. And if you try to manifest, if you try to come into my body, you are illegally trespassing and you will have to go at the name of Jesus. Because I believe in the power that's in the name of Jesus and that everything has to bow to that name. You cannot doubt the word of God. You cannot doubt the power of God. You cannot doubt the power that's in the name of Jesus. And you know what? I just had to start thanking him. And then after my last surgery, which was only 3 weeks ago, the very next week, which was only 2 weeks ago, I developed another issue. Of course, no surgery for that or anything. But just the fact of having to go to another kind of doctor and to have to take medication and to have to deal with, you know, something, it's just like, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, Lord, what kind of sin am I in? I did have that thought, because that's always my first thing, you know, Lord, where am I sinning in my life that I'm not, that I don't realize, that I'm not aware of? But at some point in time, I prayed, and if you've heard anything and you've repented of it, you have to move on. Well, you know what? There were some things that I needed to resolve in my life. You know, I shared with our congregation Sunday morning that in this season, because I've pretty much been at home for actually about 8 to 10 weeks, and it's been a good time because I've been recalibrating. And whether you have a physical issue or a illness or a sickness or anything like that, everybody needs to take time off and recalibrate. What does that mean? That means that you stop and take a look at your life. And you have to look deep inside. You know the things that you tolerate, that you need to stop tolerating because they're not right. So therefore, there's sin in your life. If you need to stop doing something, then you need to stop doing it. But if there's something that you need to start doing, and you know you need to start doing it, then you need to start doing it. Because if you don't, that's sin. Because you're not being obedient to what Holy Spirit is quickening you to do. It's a really simple thing on knowing what is right and not do it. Because it's pride. It's pride. Oh, yeah, I know I need to do this. It's like, yeah, you've got all the info and you know, but you're not doing it. So recalibration, if you really surrender to being recalibrated, you're going to take those things in your life that need to be adjusted, that need to be tweaked, that need to be upgraded, and you're going to change those things. You are going to change them. Because if you spend any time in the presence of God and reading His Word, and no matter if it's you reading it out loud or you're sitting in your congregation or you're sitting in a meeting or a conference and you're hearing the Word, the Holy Spirit's working in you so that you can work out your salvation. So when you recalibrate and you adjust things in your life, what you're doing is you're allowing what Holy Spirit has been working inside of you, you're giving God that opportunity to set you free, to bring you into a place of freedom and liberty. And so when you recalibrate, you take that step, that's when you recognize and you see it. But then you go on into that place where it's renewing you and it's reforming you. You're being reformed by the Word. There's a reformation that's going on. There's something that's happening on the inside of you. And then pretty soon there is a transformation that it's seen. There's a transformation that takes place, and people are like, man, she looks different. He looks different. Man, she doesn't even sound the same. Something's different. There's a transformation because you've surrendered to Him. And wow, that, you know, I mean, you talk about having a heart of thanksgiving and being able to just, you know, to thank God. You know, thank God that He didn't leave me where I was at, and, you know, where my mind tried to tell me things that were not right. And, you know, I had to cast down strongholds. And, you know, you think about, well, my husband's doing this and he's doing that and he's okay. And you know, so-and-so's okay. And so, you know, why me? That's just something in a place where you don't want to go. Because God knows what you can handle, and He knows what you can go through. So you know what? I just had to I just had to praise God. I just had to thank him that, you know what, I'm going to get through this. Now, Psalms 50 also, I read to you a while ago, verse 14, and if there's anyone that needs prayer for anything, go on ahead and follow the prompts on your phone right now, because we've got about 8 minutes left on the program. I just did a real short little program today because I was so excited that the internet is fixed. We're on a new tower, so there's more power. And so next week we'll go back to Wednesdays, and it'll be the hour-long programs. But again, if you need prayer for anything, now's the time to call in. And if there's no prayers, then anyone wanting prayers, then I'll just go on ahead. Or if there's anything that you would like to share real quick, anything that you're grateful for this year for the program, I would love for you to call in and to share it. Okay, so let me read to you Psalms 50, verse 23. This is amazing. It says, "He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. And he who orders his way aright, who prepares that way, I may show him, to him will I demonstrate the salvation of God." Whoa, I love that. I mean, that right there, I mean, that scripture right there, I guarantee you, that is so powerful. That is such an amazing promise from God. I mean, oh my, that, in fact, it's a little bit of what I just read and what I just, or not what I just read, but what I just shared with you without even knowing. I hadn't even come across that scripture. I mean, I just now saw that scripture as the Holy Spirit was quickening me to it. But he's faithful. You know, when I was sharing with you, as you sit under the anointing, as you hear the word of God, then God is so faithful. He's working in you by the power of his Holy Spirit. He said, "I will demonstrate, I'll show you, I'll demonstrate when you bring an offering of praise and thanksgiving, because it honors me and it glorifies me." Wow. To God be all the glory and honor and praise for his word, and that he's so faithful to show us and to reveal to us, to demonstrate his word. Listen, if there's one thing that I have seen and that I have recognized more this year than ever, is that when I am obedient to him and I allow the work of the cross to speak inside of me, because I've always taught from years and years and years ago, the cross has a voice. You know, the cross, when Jesus was nailed to that cross, his blood and his flesh went into that cross, went into that wood. And that wood cried out. The cross has a voice. And when we allow salvation to manifest in us, God is honored and glorified. And we take on this heart of thanksgiving. Sometimes it's hard to bear our cross. He never said it would be easy. Just like Jesus, you know, his cross got pretty heavy for him. And so if we're created in his image and we are going to encounter the power of his resurrection, because we know him, then we're going to fellowship with his sufferings. Salvation is going to be sometimes an emotional moment for us. you know, I had plenty of emotional moments, but to God be all the glory and honor for bringing me through. And he will bring you through if we will keep a heart of thanksgiving. Okay, I've got one caller. I'll do this real quick because we're almost out of time here. Okay, here we go. Area code 903. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Diane. This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you, sweetheart? Oh, my goodness.
I'm good. I just saw your program was on just a minute ago.
Yeah, I did real quick. I had shared, I guess, probably at the beginning of the program, I've had so much trouble with the internet, but they came out yesterday finally, and we're on a new tower. So I said we're on a new tower, and there's more power. Yes, I was so excited just to do a little bitty program today, which is fixing to end, unfortunately. But next week on Wednesday, it'll go back to the hour program. But anyway, is there anything I can pray about? Yeah. Is there anything I can pray about for you?
Sure. I mean, nothing specific. There's a whole lot of things going on in my life right now, but just would like prayer and see if the Lord says anything.
Okay. Well, Father, thank you for Jeannie. Thank you for her love for you, Father, just the walk that she has with you. Father, thank you for the changes that are taking place in her life right now. And, Father, thank you that you are bringing her through into a place where the land has honey and milk that is flowing. Father, thank you for bringing your daughter into a place of expansion. Father, thank you that you've been stretching her cords, you've been lengthening her cords, causing her to stretch forth and to have more trust in you, to have a greater faith. Father, I thank you that her faith is increasing because you're taking her from glory to glory and faith to faith. And, Father, I thank you for bringing her into that new place, Father, where wisdom will come forth, wisdom that has been planted, that has been watered. But, Father, you're giving her the increase. Father, I thank you for the increase. It's like I saw you, Jeannie, you were speaking to several women. And I don't want to say was like in a setting like at Ann's or, you know, in a place, but you were just around several women. In fact, I see some of your horses in the background. I don't know if, you know, it's on your property or what, but I just see women around, and God's just, he's just speaking through you. And it's not like it was a Bible meeting or a Bible study or anything like that. There's just a few women that are around you, and there's just wisdom that's just pouring out of you. And so I know that there are doors that God is opening up for you, because there's a lot of it's like you've had a lot of word. There's a lot of seed that's been planted. And again, there's been a lot of that seed has been watered. So there's a lot of fruit that you're going to start seeing. And, you know, it's just the opposite of the season that we're in, because the season that we're in right now is everything is dying. But there's life that's going to begin to manifest in and through you like you have never known it or seen it before. And I literally saw you. You looked totally different. Whenever I saw you, you were actually very slender, and you have long hair.
Hey.
I don't know what you look like right now. I mean, I don't know if you don't have it seen in a very long time, but that's how I saw you, slender and with very with long hair. I mean, it was, you know, below your shoulders. But you were just like a new person, a totally new person.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father.
Thank you, Lord. I definitely. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Father, thank you for what you're doing in Jeannie's life. Father, thank you that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your Spirit. And so, Father, thank you for the wisdom, Father, that you've given to your daughter. Thank you for the seed that is going to begin to manifest the fruit in her life like what she has never known or seen before. Father, thank you that this is a prosperous time, that this is truly a time of increase in your daughter's life. And, Father, it's all because of you. It's all because of you. It's all because of what you've done and what you're doing. And, Father, thank you for those women's lives that are going to be touched and changed by the power of your Holy Spirit. And, Father, thank you. Thank you for this new season for your daughter. In Jesus' name, amen. Oof.
Thank you, Jesus. That was so beautiful and just, I mean, so right on. I mean, I've been praying and praying the Lord to help me get weight off, and a lot of it came from, you know, medications and thyroids and things like that that gain weight. My hair is about shoulder length now, but I've been asking the Lord, through the years of thyroid and stuff, I lost a lot of my hair, and I've been asking the Lord to restore my hair. So that's even right along with some of the prayers I've prayed. I know, because that's not something you ever really request as far as, like, prayer requests. It's just something that was between me and the Lord. But that's wonderful. There's so many things going on, and I've been pressing for. Yeah. Now, is this? Can I go back to the program? I'm in my truck right now. Is this something I can go back to your program and record it off of the program?
Yes, you can. I think you can download it. You just have to go in and follow the instructions and everything, but just go into, like, your, you know, pulling it up online, and I think you can go to the archives. Like, this will be available as soon as I close out, not right this minute, but when we hang up, and it'll take about 10 or 15
by tomorrow minutes. I could.
By tomorrow, because I have to go in and close it out and everything, and they'll do their thing, and then it'll be on. So you can even go, like, to my post, like where I posted it, and you can just click onto the picture, and it'll pull up this program right here. But, you know, you can just go in there, and it'll show you how to do it. You can load it. It'll be perfect.
Great. I'll do that tomorrow then, because I try to record all my words, but I didn't have my recorder with me because I was in my truck. So that way tomorrow I can go back and replay that and I can record that. But thank you so much. I'm so glad I caught you. I just happened to glance on Facebook while I was in my truck and saw that your program was on, so I clicked on it real quick. But hopefully I'll catch you somewhere.
Surprise. Oh, you will. You will, I'm sure. Hopefully I'll be coming out to New Boston here before too long. It's been a long time since I've been out that way.
Or
Longview. Oh, I know with Judy. She'll be calling me. Judy, if you're listening, have me out, darling. I just tell Judy, have me out.
I'll tell her.
So you need to get.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I love you dearly. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Good. I mean, oh, my goodness, just a blessing. I'm telling you, God is just faithful. Listen, I love y'all. I just want to speak the blessings of the Lord over y'all. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, and have a beautiful time if you're going to be with family or friends, and you know, just let your light shine. Just let the glory of the Lord come off of you and touch people and touch your family, and Just know that you are loved, you are valued, and you are appreciated. And don't forget, now, today was just a little, it is just the 20th. I kept on thinking it was the 21st because I'm so used to having on Wednesdays the program. But next week on the 28th will be the last program, of course, for November, but it will be a full hours program. So, again, I love y'all. Go forth with a heart of thanksgiving and prayer, and let the glory of the Lord rest upon you. Okay, I love you. Peace out.